This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Doug, Jane, Jennifer, Vennifer.
Forget about me.
And Victoria. Yes, here we are at your service. I want to say hi to the folks who are listening this week for the first time to the collaborative group of stations down in the Clearwater, Tampa, Dade City area. They include WTAN 1340 AM and WTAN 106.1 FM, also WZHR, which is at 1400 on the M dial. ZHR FM is 104.5 in Zephyr Hills. And then there's WDCF, which is at 1350 Dade City, Florida. So there you go. For those who are wanting to be in the know, we are here at your service, on your side, on the DJV program. Let's get started, Jennifer, with some trending items.
Yeah, this is a story right up your alley, Dougie, because we know that you love all things aviation. Apparently, it is official. After rumors, which have been flying for about a week or so, that President Trump wants to redesign the look of Air Force One, it is official. The new Air Force One is getting a different look. In an interview with CBS, Trump said the next generation of presidential jets will sport a red, white, and blue paint scheme. He said the upgraded Air Force One will be incredible, which doesn't surprise us. That's
incredible.
Incredible.
That's right. Yeah. Right.
He said it's going to be the top of the line, top in the world, and it's going to be red, white, and blue, which I think is appropriate. That's the president speaking. He said that the colors of the American flag will replace the current white and light blue design, which President John F. Kennedy and First Lady Jackie Kennedy selected. Axios, which is the news media outlet, said that they heard Trump had requested a red, white, and blue paint scheme to give Air Force One a more patriotic look, and he used to call the light blue kind of a Jackie Kennedy color privately to insiders. It seems now that that is official. So it's been confirmed. Boeing, which faced criticism from Trump over the cost of the project, is building a fleet of two new Air Force One jets. After discussion with Trump, Boeing reached a deal to supply the jets for $3.9 billion, which is down $1.4 billion from the original estimate, according to the White House. I don't actually hate this idea. I mean, I like the look of Air Force One now, but I think when you bring in a new plane, it's okay for it to look different on the outside. And why wouldn't it reflect the colors of our flag? I think our flag's beautiful. We should celebrate it.
Well, there are two different ways of looking at it. I think we all get used to tradition. And if you go back to when I was a kid, the president, we go to Truman and Eisenhower. The first planes they flew on were 707s. Well, they had planes that were before there was a Convair, a prop job that they flew on before. It was just air, used to sit on a U.S. Air Force because it was an Air Force plane. These planes are Air Force planes too, but they're all doodadded up. Can you imagine? I have two thoughts. Can you imagine a plane costing $2 billion? This plane normally, if this was a run of the mill 747 for commercial usage, whether it be cargo or passenger, it would cost in the vicinity of $200 million, maybe $250. The average 737 is about $90 million. You know, you just, there's the
but doesn't this have to be able to, like, take a hit from a missile or something,
yeah,
right?
That's what
like,
I'm
there's
saying.
So many it, extra things.
But they're carrying cars in there.
Right, right.
Okay. Shall I keep going, or you guys want
sure.
to help yourself? The point that I was making was that in terms of the things that Victoria just said, the addition of all these gadgets, what kind of gadgetry costs that kind of money? Yes, the plane is supposed to take a direct hit, but I'm also, this sort of goes back to my complete discomfort with the cost of government. Earlier on, the conversation about the, what is it, $1 trillion, whatever amount of money was collected by the Treasury in this past 8 months, is superseded by the fact that we collected $1,300,000,000,000, but we spent half again as much in the same period of time on things like these planes with a $23 million refrigerator in it, and the things like the embassy in Jerusalem, which was supposed to cost, according to Trump, $200,000-$300,000. Now it's going to cost $20 million. That kind of stuff. What the hell? There's no sense of responsibility. This is not their money, so let's just spend it. And you hear it, you feel it, you sense it, you get it. They don't really give a damn about you and how much money you're paying. I'm convinced of that. I don't care who the politician is, what party they're in, and whether they're local or state or national politicians, they spend and spend and spend and spend because it's not their money. They're happy to give it away to supposedly help people. And mostly what they're doing is helping themselves, because we all know when government money is spent, the politicians take credit for it as a great way to buy votes. I'm outraged by the amount of money that is being spent on all levels, like there's no end to the spigot. Turn it on and let it flow. And people work their butts off to make money to provide for their families, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And these people just keep grabbing more and more and more and more and more. Where does it stop is the question.
Well, can I ask another question back to Air Force One? When did the new planes even begin? Like, when will we actually see the new planes operation?
Next year. I think earlier in the next year. And that's another thing.
Really? See, I actually thought it was not... I thought it was...
Until after he's done.
Yeah.
They've been working on... These planes have been in... They're in the factory now being put together. So however long it takes to run... They kept the 747 line open. They were going to stop making 747s until there was a whole rush of orders for freighters. They're converting old 747 passenger planes to freighters, and these two were the only new planes being built for passenger use, and they've been on the line for 8 months or nine months.
See, what I see is that they're scheduled to be done by 2024.
Right, that's what I had heard, So Trump won't even ride
this
new plane.
So they're going to take 8 years to make these things? Good Lord.
It always does. It's always ordered under one administration, and the other,
next
administration's the one that benefits it, right.
Right.
Did you actually see pictures, Jennifer, of the paint scheme? Are there pictures, or they just say we're going to use red, white, and blue?
They're going to use red, white, and blue.
I get that. But you haven't seen how they're going to apply it. How it's going to.
Right.
I love the red, white, and blue idea, but I just hope that it doesn't. I hope that it's not like a tacky,
spray
painted red,
American
white, and blue kind of Ed
American,
Hardy T-shirt looking thing, because that's going to look awful.
American used to use that paint scheme on their planes before they stripped the paint off, because the here's another thing you probably don't know. Maybe this is too much information. A painted plane weighs 2 tons more than a plane that isn't painted. That is, American used to only have the red, white, and blue stripes around the plane. Now they have a new paint scheme. The plane is all painted, but it adds almost 2 tons. The paint adds 2 tons to the weight of the plane. So that's why American saved money on fuel. That's why they did the paint scheme that they did. But before the red, white, and blue stripe, their planes were all painted red, white, and blue. And I don't know. There's something about it that doesn't sound to me. I think the soft blue, what do they call it, bird blue,
Marine blue is what they call it.
Is that what it is?
Okay. I think it's great to actually reflect our flag. It doesn't have to be tacky. It could be a white plane with a flag
tacky
on the back.
If he's in charge of the design, I'm a little worried it's going
to
be over.
I don't know. I've been to the Trump Hotel in D.C. It's pretty nice to me. It looks good.
Ivanka did that. She does the hotels.
Maybe she'll help with the plane.
I hope.
The plane boss, the plane. Sometimes the starkness of red, white, and blue versus the softness. What image do you want to project? I think the red, white, and blue projects a particular image that's more male than female, and the blue projects an image that's more female than male.
Well, that's why he doesn't want it, because that's why he calls it the Jackie Kennedy blue.
Yeah.
Well, they also, Kennedy and Trump, they've had beef since the 80s, too. He doesn't like her. So.
But guys, it's our flag. It's our color. Yeah. Robin's egg blue is not our colors. It's red, white, and blue.
I'm fine with the red, white, and blue. Yeah. I think it's fine for a change as long as it isn't like a spray-painted ugly eagle. You know, like it needs to just be tasteful.
Yeah. When I hear that, I think of the colors for Heidelberg, my alma mater. Red and orange and black.
Oh,
Heidelberg,
what? Terrible color.
That's hideous colors.
Red,
some
orange,
German
black.
Stuff.
Go to, yeah, it is. Go to heidelberg.edu and look at the colors. It's 16 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut? Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too. Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
A little travel news here. Hotels in Boston is an interesting focus. Hotels want to help you keep in shape. A lot of them, new hotels partnering with the trendy fitness studios and gyms to put spin bikes in guest rooms, that sort of thing. There's a new package at the Hotel Commonwealth here in Boston, giving travelers added incentive. Walk 10,000 plus steps a day and pay less for your room that night. Book the hotel's Fit to Be Square. It's Kenmore Square over where Fenway Park is. And you'll be given a Fitbit to use during your stay. Costs $399 a night, though, to stay at the hotel. The more you walk, the deeper the discount. 10,000 steps a day provide 10% discount. 15,000 steps, 15% off. 20,000, 20% off. All you have to do is show a photo proof of your daily step count at checkout. It comes with a $20 New Balance gift card, too. There's one right there by the hotel behind the stadium. And breakfast at Eastern Standard, which is kind of a nice restaurant next door. So walking gets you a discount. You can walk off your stay.
It's a pretty nice idea, actually.
Yeah,
I like it.
Good to the end of the year.
Well, Boston's a great walking town, too.
Sure is.
It is, yeah, lots to see. All right, 21 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I like this song, but I never liked her version. There's a fabulous, fabulous lyric line to this song. Something about her, the way she sings it. Although she does have things in her repertoire that are great, like The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down. Talking about Joan Baez, who announced that she's extending her Fare Thee Well tour with more things. Actually, additional North American leg is going to launch in the spring of next year. The new run starts with a previously announced show the 10th of April down at the Performing Arts Center in Birmingham, and then it goes to Symphony Hall in Atlanta on the 12th. She's going to travel around the South and the Midwest before heading north for a final string of concerts, culminating with two nights at the Capitol Theater in Port Chester, New York, next May. If you're interested in tickets, the tickets for most of the shows on the Spring Trek go on sale the 20th of this month through... you go to her website, you can find out what there is to know. JoanBaez.com, B-A-E-Z. Launching the first leg of her Fare Thee Well tour September 11th up in Ithaca, New York. And then it goes to Oakland, around the country, wrapping up November 17th in Oakland. European leg also in February of next year. You may remember last, I think it was March, she released a new studio album called Whistle Down the Wind, which marked her first since 2008, Day After Tomorrow. She did an interview with Rolling Stone, said the new LP captures her mindset after she decided to retire from being on the road. A lot of these performers that I grew up with, interestingly, are just saying, I've had enough of this. She said, quote, "The direction this album went is that 2018 is going to be my last year of formal touring, so there was a feeling, maybe not even spoken, strong feeling, that it's time to move on." And so Joan Baez, who I think is about 76, 77, something like that, is she?
I thought she was younger than that, but I'm not really into this kind of music, but my aunt saw her and... Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
I just had to wake myself back up to make that statement, but...
Well, the Night Days Robo Dixie Down is a good tune, but the rest of them are
That's not hers, though. That's somebody else's.
No, that's a Willie... That's Willie Guffey. That's a Willie
Guffey. But my aunt and her boyfriend just saw Joan Baez in Dublin and said she was amazing, and that the whole... stadium or whatever loved it, so I guess if you're into it,
so political that it was distracting. She used to be just all about the politics, and that's fine, but when you go to a concert, it's kind of like other things.
Yeah, you want the music and
I want to listen to that. Shut up and play the music. Jeepers crow. All right, let's get to Robert Plant and news from him. He's also extending his tour with some new dates here in our country. The band is called the Sensational Space Shifters, extending their tour in support of the Carry Fire album that came out last year. His next Carry Fire leg concentrates on the Midwest and the Southwest. September shows in Kansas City, Santa Fe, Tucson, and Tulsa. The latest leg concludes with three Texas gigs in Irving, Texas, in Lubbock, Texas, and Austin City Limits taping at the Moody Theater at the end of September. His plans include a handful of festival dates at St. Louis's Lou Fest, the Telluride Blues and Brews Festival, Kaboo in Del Mar, California, Louisville, and Kentucky's Bourbon and Beyond Festival. So, there you go. Tickets on sale for the Plant standalone shows at Plant's official site, which I'm going to guess is plant.com. So, Plant it.
RobertPlant.com.
RobertPlant.com, okay.
I believe that's what it is, yeah.
They're on the European leg of a tour now, I guess, aren't they?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, right. All right, so there, if you're a Robert Plant fan, the update on where he's going to be and what he's going to be doing on the DJB program, 28 past the hour.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place.
President Trump speaking at the White House yesterday amid a firestorm from both sides of the aisle about remarks he made while he was standing next to the Russian President Vladimir Putin following their one-on-one meeting in Helsinki, Finland on Monday. Also yesterday, the president said he misspoke when he said he had no reason to believe that Russia would be involved in election meddling. He also had more to say in an interview last night on Fox News.
I'm not pro-Russia, pro-anybody. I just want to have this country be safe. I don't want nuclear weapons, even people thinking about it. Getting along with Russia, and not only for that reason, that's a good thing, not a bad thing.
This is USA Radio News.
A new survey by Michelin North America reveals 42% of teens in seven major U.S. cities are driving with unsafe tire tread and 40% with improper tire pressure. And according to the CDC, car crashes are still the number one killer of teens in the U.S. To address this serious issue and motivate teens to check their tires, Michelin, in partnership with the FIA, the governing body of motorsports, has launched the Street Tread Contest, offering teens a chance to win a limited edition sneaker created in collaboration with youth culture brand Vans. How it works? Teens must prove their street tread, share a photo showing that they know how to check a tire's tread depth using a penny, and or know how to check the tire pressure, and tag hashtag Street Tread Contest on Instagram, Snapchat, or Twitter. Visit beyondthedrivingtest.com/streettread to enter and learn more. And don't forget to check your tire pressure and tread depth at least once a month.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Four at the hour here on today's DJV program. Doug, Jen, and Victoria, with Victoria doing the honors now. Trending item number one.
Well, it's another sweet story that has been making the rounds, and it's gone viral, so it's all over the internet. It was supposed to be Walter Carr's first day of work with a moving company on Sunday when his car broke down the day before. Instead of calling out sick or calling out saying, hey, my car doesn't work, he decided that he would walk through the night in order to be on time for his first day on the job. His vehicle had stopped working on Saturday, and he was supposed to start with a new company, a moving company called Bellhop. weeks. And he knew, obviously, he couldn't miss his first day at work. So he began his hike from Homewood, Alabama, to the town of Pelham, Alabama, at midnight. He walked at least 14 miles before the police drove by and picked him up on the side of the road at 4 a.m. They're probably wondering, hey, what's this guy doing at 4 a.m. walking on the street? Once the police heard his story, they took him out to breakfast. Then they gave him a ride the rest of the way to the home of the Laney family, whom he was scheduled to help move that morning. Now, Jenny Laney is the mom of the family. She was surprised when she opened her door expecting to see movers, and it was the police dropping off one of the movers at her home. So they started talking about his life story, which included the detail that Walter and his mother had moved to Alabama from New Orleans when they lost their home during Hurricane Katrina, and they never returned back to New Orleans. So Jenny shared the story of Walter on Facebook. The post quickly went viral, and word eventually got back to the CEO of the Bellhops Moving Company. His name's Luke Marklin. He wrote on Twitter, "This is an incredible story. I'm really proud to be on the same team as Walter. We set a high bar on service, and he just raised it. Look forward to thanking him in person this week." Now, one of the cool things that Luke Marklin did is before he even got to thank Walter Carr in person, he actually gave Walter his 2014 Ford Escape. So he now has reliable transportation to get to work every day. And so this story has just been one of those really sweet stories. Like, the police did a great thing by taking him to breakfast and then driving him all the way to where he needed to work. The guy showed such initiative of making sure that he would walk all night through instead of missing his first day. When he told Jenny Laney, the mom of the family, what had happened, and then the police said, tell him, you know, because he apparently was very reluctant to share the details of why he had to walk. When the police prompted him to tell her what had really happened and that he had been walking all night, she offered him a guest room so that he could take a nap since he had been there. He arrived a few hours earlier than the rest of the movers, and he declined, and he just said, "No, I'll just start helping you pack up." And so he went right to work, and so obviously this guy is going to be up for Employee of the Month, and he deserves it.
Speaking of naps, do you know about Casper in New York?
Casper mattresses, yeah. They're like I think they're like the first mattress in a box kind of company.
Right. So they have opened something called the Dreamery in New York, where you go in for 45 minutes, pay them $25, and you are on this, they have a sort of giant wooden O with curtains and soundproof, and you take a nap if you're tired.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
Except here's the thing that kind of skews me out. In New York, there's a bed bug problem. How are they keeping everything clean in between?
Karen and I were just talking about this, actually. We were going through all the details of the on their site, the Dreamery. They change the sheets during each
visit.
Guest.
After each visit, yeah, right.
And they say that that the ventilation that's in these pods, now there's no door on the pod, it's just curtains, so they say that the ventilation actually makes it fresher and smell better. It smells better than a hotel room.
Would you do this?
So,
if you were walking down the street a hot day and you were sleepy, would you jump in here and take a nap for 45 minutes?
If I was a tourist in New York, absolutely. I probably would try it out. To me, this needs to be in airports, and maybe they eventually will be, but this would be great in an airport.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's a good idea. I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah, I would like to see them have options for longer naps, because as I was saying, Victoria, we both need to take long naps. I take me like 30, 40 minutes to fall asleep.
Really?
So this wouldn't work that well unless it was a longer time. And one of the other things I was worried about is I was like, okay, well, if you rent it for 45 minutes, does that mean, because they offer pajamas that you can wear and snacks and all this other stuff. And said, well, does that mean you walk in and then you have to change into pajamas and then now you only have 30 minutes to take a nap? But I guess you make an appointment and then they advise you get in 15 minutes before that, which means you can sit down or get all your stuff ready, put all your stuff in your locker, put your pajamas on, and then you can stay as long as you want afterwards.
They have a lounge.
They've got a lounge, they've got coffee, they've got all these other things that you can enjoy.
Why does it take you so long to fall asleep?
I don't know. If I knew, then maybe it would be a different issue.
So go to the natural food store and get Rescue Remedy. Spray it in your mouth four times before you go to bed. After you brush your teeth, you'll be asleep in 3 minutes. Rescue Remedy. It's an all-natural way for you to go to sleep. All right.
Interesting. Okay. I think my issue is that I work out probably too soon before I go to bed. And
I can't do that.
It doesn't, you don't have to dismiss, just try it. I'm telling you, it'll work,
I'm not
no matter
dismissing
what.
It. I'm just saying that's probably why, and also I think a lot before I go to bed.
Really?
I'm one of
thinking
those.
Good things, it'll help, if you put them into your subconscious, that'll help you sleep even better. Put good things
in your
mind. I
also like the app, the Calm app, where they have some meditations and you can do them before. And then I usually it's lights out for me after that.
Yeah, right.
Good to know.
How about you, Victoria?
I can lay down and I'm done.
Me too. Victoria, how long does it take you to go to sleep?
It's hard for me to go to sleep at night. So I've actually been drinking this stuff.
stuff
called
right
vodka. It's called vodka. It's called a martini. It's called Som, S-O-M. And
I've seen that.
I literally cannot recommend it highly enough. Within about 20 minutes of drinking it before you go to bed, you just feel this complete full body relaxation, and I've been sleeping really well using Som. It's not cheap, but it's worth it.
Are there people in the news? Remember Richard Old Man Harrison from the Pawn Shop or Pawn? What was the name of that show? Pawn Stars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember you used to watch that, didn't you?
Yeah, I love that show.
No, I didn't watch Pawn Shop.
All right, so he died a week or so ago, and one of his children, Christopher, has been cut out of the will because he thought that...
I didn't know he had more than one kid. I thought he only had Rick, the son who works in the pawn store.
Right, or in the store, right. Yep.
Yeah.
They opened the store in 1988, and so he left everything. His other son apparently was irresponsible with money. And the reason I bring it up is because I wonder, not necessarily because of that particular instance, but in terms of how you decide if, in fact, you're at that point in your life. And by the way, you ought to have a will at least Victoria's age. Something happens.
You sound like my mom. Right. Oh, every time I see her, did you and Lewis get a will yet? No.
Oh, I think you really
it's on the list.
Yeah, no, get it done. Yeah. And make sure that you feel good about what you're doing with what you have. It's because only 25% of people die with wills, and it creates such hell for the offspring. It really is. It's really terribly irresponsible.
My friend's dad died suddenly and tragically and didn't have a will, and it took her and her siblings over a year to figure out where his stuff was.
Wow.
And
it
cost them so much money because they had to hire people to track it down.
It's thoughtless
was a disaster.
To not have a will, no matter what. You may think, well, I don't have anything, and it's all going to my wife anyway. It won't if you have children. They'll fight about it, perhaps, especially if it's a second wife. You're nuts if you care anything about your family, no matter who. Your wife or your children, leave it in a document, some kind of documented form. Other people in the news, Kim Kardashian and Kylie Jenner, the Forbes cover. I looked at this yesterday. There's a backlash because of the Forbes magazine cover. I mean, it would be okay if it was a different kind of a magazine. Don't you think it's kind of weird?
Well, the backlash is because they called her self-made. And that's where it comes in.
Forbes
called Kylie self-made, and so that's really it's all hung up on that title.
Yeah, well, she got $800 million because of her what she developed have sold. I guess is the question. Were it not for her siblings, not for her relatives.
Right.
That's the
is
point.
It the quality of the product, or is it her name?
Yeah.
But you know what? I won't take it away from her. At least she's working. At least she's trying.
Yeah.
And she's successful. If she just had the name and she didn't maximize it, well, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Yeah. And the truth is, she made $800 million off of this. She's probably going to be, I think by the end of this year, it'll be valued at $1 billion. All the other siblings have tried stuff. And it's never come anywhere close to that amount of money. She came up with it on her own. So,
what is there about it that's so special? Why is it so popular?
Because she has gigantic lips, and so I think she
which are fake.
Which are fake lips. Although she says she's going to stop with the lip filler, so I think people just were looking at her lipstick and her lips looking amazing. And I don't know. I've heard that the product is not all that good. Actually, I've heard that people
don't
love
them.
It.
Yeah, I have a few of them. It's a lip liner and then a matte lipstick gloss that goes over it.
I didn't make this kind of money. I'm going to develop eau de manure.
It's a lip kit, yeah. I actually don't mind them. I like them.
You don't think that'll work, Kara?
I don't know anyone who wants to buy that, but you can go ahead and try. But one of the interesting things, and I don't really feel bad for any of them, but I know Kim did come out and say, hey, a lot of people start out with the same kind of money that we do, and then they completely ruin their lives, and they don't go anywhere, and it goes the complete opposite of what Kylie's done. So I guess she's not wrong. There are plenty of kids out there who have
plenty
huge inheritances,
who have lots
of money, and they get addicted to drugs and end up as terrible human beings who haven't done anything with their lives. So I guess being rich doesn't necessarily help you the way that it's helped Kylie. But I don't feel bad for anyone who starts out with that kind of money and then they ruin it. But
good for you.
The self-made thing is kind of interesting too, because they really, I've watched the show probably, a decent amount over the last couple of years. And when the kids were growing up, the Kardashians, Kris Jenner and Robert Kardashian, were divorced. So they weren't living large. He was a successful lawyer, but by no means were they living the way that they do now post show success. So they all kind of started out and in better than most people, but certainly not, they didn't start out living a millionaire type lifestyle. So I think self-made is probably a fair term.
46 past the hour.
A new survey by Michelin North America reveals 42% of teens in 7 major U.S. cities are driving with unsafe tire tread and 40% with improper tire pressure. And according to the CDC, car crashes are still the number one killer of teens in the U.S. To address this serious issue and motivate teens to check their tires, Michelin, in partnership with the FIA, the governing body of motorsports, has launched the Street Tread Contest, offering teens a chance to win a limited edition sneaker created in collaboration with youth culture brand Vans. How it works? Teens must prove their street tread, share a photo showing that they know how to check a tire's tread depth using a penny, and or know how to check the tire pressure, and tag hashtag Street Tread Contest on Instagram, Snapchat, or Twitter. Visit beyondthedrivingtest.com/street tread to enter and learn more. And don't forget to check your tire pressure and tread depth at least once a month.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
I'm Ernesto Hernandez, Purple Heart recipient from Iraq and founder of Wounded Paw Project. Every day in the U.S., we lose 20 veterans to suicide. At the same time, in the same day, thousands of dogs and shelters are euthanized. The Wounded Paw Project strives to bring these two together by training shelter dogs to be service or comfort animals to our nation's heroes. We save a paw to save a life. Go to woundedpawproject.org to learn more and to donate. That's woundedpawproject.org.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parents and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance, the DJV program. Progressive makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save an average of $668. I think I'll look into that myself. The power is in your hands. Find out more at progressive.com.
I tried a other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Franklin Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
After the hour, the potent pounding sounds of the Warren Eckstein Pet Show theme. Warren Eckstein here to help you with your pets, the schemes, the things that are wonderful. I'll tell you something, with my new dog Daisy May, I'm so happy, and I sort of follow the routine with Warren's blessing of having hugs and kisses. If you don't know Warren's line of vitamins and minerals for cats, there's one line, dogs another line, you really ought to have your dog or your cat on the hugs and kisses routine. I give Daisy four or five little pellets with every meal. That may be overdoing it, though, right? Should I not give her that much? What is it?
She's one pellet for every 5 pounds.
Oh, okay, so she's okay. All right, good. All right, so that's Warren's pet. This is something he's been talking about on his pet show. And I'm sure this was developed out of his own research many years ago. So if you haven't tried him, go to hugsandkisses.com. Did you hear the story of Jack Merritt, who says his life's passion is sort of being an underground railroad for dogs? He and his partner, Julie Altman, volunteer their time to rescue homeless pups that are in danger of being euthanized. He's got his own plane, and he goes to areas along the East Coast where shelters are overcrowded and brings the dogs back to his rescue farm in Pennsylvania. I think they've got 1,000 dogs there, Warren, that they've saved since 2010.
You know,
he's got a single engine four seater.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not the, it's, you know, there are many people out there that are pilots. There's Pilots for Paws, which is an organization dedicated to doing exactly what he's doing. But interestingly enough, and a lot of people aren't aware of this, there's a whole underground railroad of 18-wheel truck drivers. And I deal with them from time to time. And what happens is a truck driver may hear about a dog that needs to be transported from Florida to California. And they can't ship them on plane. So the truck driver will take the dog as he's going cross country, bring the dog to California to a new home. What often happens, though, is once the truck driver spends a few days with the dog or the cat, it becomes theirs and they wind up keeping it. So there is an underground railroad where pet rescuers do, in fact, do amazing things to rescue animals, such as this guy flying the plane to bring him to a sanctuary.
Yeah, I think it's cool. During the average week, the rescue process is 7 to 10 new dogs find home rescue placements for another 7 to 10. So he's really not only transporting, but he's going from one end to the other in trying to take care of the animals. And I, you know, we talk about my dog that came, and I was told that it was something like this that brought my dog Daisy was in a puppy mill in Alabama and had never been out of the crate. It was, she couldn't even walk when I got her. She's in fabulous shape now. But I'm now remembering what they told me at the SPCA about how she got up here. Somebody grabbed her and put her in a plane and brought her up here. So I wonder if it was this guy or somebody like
possible.
It. As you say, there are a lot of them around.
But, you know,
all
someday
right.
There will be no puppy mills, Doug. That's my wish. Someday
there will
be no puppy mills.
Exactly. The CDC has warned families against adopting pet turtles. How often do you get questions on your radio program, The Pet Show, about having turtles as a pet?
You know, I get it a lot, believe it or not. There's a lot. I have a friend of mine that got a turtle when she was in her 20s, okay? She's in her 60s now and still has that same turtle, just so
oh,
you know.
Oh, yeah. They look
a red-eared slider. You know, a lot of people assume that turtles are dirty animals. It's
yep.
not that turtle, but they're not dirty animals. It's their environment. If you keep their environment clean and you wash your hands and you take precautions, turtles make excellent pets, although I prefer them in the wild. A lot of people out here in California, as you know, have desert tortoises in their backyard. They just live for years and years and years and
yep.
hang out in their backyard. But you really need to research it. You know, there are turtle and tortoise societies in every city. Don't just go to a store and buy a turtle or bring a turtle in. You need to educate yourself so that you can make sure that you're safe and the turtle's safe. But they're not dirty animals. So just don't think of them as, oh, we're going to get salmonella if I touch a turtle. It's a dirty disease. It's not a turtle disease.
Yeah, that's the thing that all these government agencies, they don't give you the whole background. That's why I asked you the question, because I saw this stuff. Oh, stay away from turtles because they give you salmonella or something else, and how deadly it is. The bacteria will kill children and all this other stuff. Give me a break. It's all in how you, it's like anything else. How clean your house is, how clean your body is, how clean your lifestyle is, that sort of thing. The habitat where you keep the turtle needs to be clean. Turtle poop is like any other poop. It's not good to be around if you let it pile up. I never actually thought of having a turtle for a pet. Have you?
Fascinating. I've had many turtles as pets. Fascinating
really?
Animals. They're relaxing. They're slow moving, which kind of slows you down.
What was your favorite turtle? What was his name?
My favorite turtle?
Yeah.
Oh, God, my favorite turtle. I don't even remember my favorite turtle name.
Really?
I don't know.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.